Praise God, praise God. All right, we're on. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just lift you up, Father, and I thank you, Father, for another day on this earth. Thank you for the breath in my lungs. Thank you for the health that I do have. Thank you for richly blessing me in all areas of my life. Thank you for showing me the truth and the power of the Holy Spirit. The same spirit that operated in Jesus is the spirit that lives inside of me. Thank you, Father, for your mercy, your power, your love, your patience, how much you care for me, how much you love for me. Thank you, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just lift up all families, anybody who listens to this, anybody who comes on here. And I also lift up the families of the people in my church as well. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for my parents right now. I lift them up right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you move in their hearts and their minds and their souls and their spirits. I pray, Lord, that you soften their hearts and prepare their hearts to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, that your power and your love will intercede into their hearts and minds. I pray, Lord, that you will move in their lives in a very powerful manifestation in their lives. I pray for dreams, visions, signs, wonders in their lives in the name of Jesus. And Lord, if there's any disease, if there's any sickness at all, Lord, I just pray that we break that disease now. We command it to leave now in Jesus' name. Now I just thank you. I just thank the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit, he's a man. It says him. It always says him or he. He's an actual person, right? So we ask for the Holy Spirit to come and to speak through me and to pray for all those that are listening. So Father God, I just thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for helping me out of this time of trouble that I've been going through. And I don't know if anybody else has been going through troubles, but man, I've been going through troubles. It just causes me to realize who my God is. Who's my God? Who's my King? Who's my Lord? Who's my Savior? You know. God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And when the righteous cry out, the Lord hears them and delivers them out of all their troubles. I love those scriptures. So I'm just going to start just doing a general prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for the nation of Canada. I lift up the nation of Canada right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that you bring judgment, swift judgment, upon the politicians, upon their families, the ones that have sold out this country, the ones that have sold out this country for a quick buck, who believe that their ways are better than our ways as a people. The people are starting to rise up. They're being upset. They're getting angry because there is very little, I mean, there's jobs, but they're hard to get. We're also bringing in a lot of people from different countries that we simply just cannot, we can't support them. I mean, there's nothing wrong with other people coming from other countries into our country, but you can't support them in a good way. There's really no reason in bringing more people. And I mean, it's being covered up. It's being lied about. The whole system is broken right now. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, I loose legions of angels into the parliamentary of Canada to intervene into these bills, these secret bills and these bills that are being passed in the dark of night. They're not being televised hardly at all. I mean, they'll have one or two news broadcasts about it and that's it. Like, there's no description. Everything's being done secretly and cowardly. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you rise up Davids and Daniels and true men and women of God who are going to stand in the gap for people in this time, in this age that we live in. I pray, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you raise up people all across the country, in different countries all over the world, men after and women after your heart who love you, who want to spend time with you, who want to get to know you, who care, who love, and honestly, just want to be in your presence. Lord, I lift you up. I lift you up and I gloriously, gloriously praise your holy name. You are so awesome. You are perfect. You are wonderful. You are amazing. You are generous. You are holy. You are just. You are amazing in all things that you do. And Lord, I release your abundance upon this audience right now. I release your abundance into my life and those that listen now and in the future. I believe, Lord, that you are going to mightily, mightily break down the powers of the enemy in our lives. And you're doing it even right now. And Lord, I have the full armor of God on. I have the full armor of God. Thank you, Father, for putting on the full armor of God on me and all those that are listening right now. And I see, Lord, I see the enemies running and fleeing from the presence of God. And I pray and believe, Lord, that your presence is going to be so powerful in these end times that just like Paul, his shadow was healing people. It was healing people. And you're going to do this again, Lord. You're doing it right now. But the Lord's looking for worthy vessels. Are you going to be one of those vessels that the Lord can use? You know, has he put you in a time all by yourself? Do not be worried or do not be afraid of this. This is a wonderful thing the Lord has given you as a gift. This is a time you can give as much as your time to the Lord as need be. You can just give him all your time. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And yes, easier said than done. And I just pray, Lord, that you give us the wisdom and the understanding to understand your words. And I pray for the Holy Spirit to quicken our minds, to quicken our thoughts, to quicken our motivations for everything that's going on in our life. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you for your rich blessings upon everybody that listens to this in the name of Jesus. And we just break all satanic powers that are against me and my family. I bind them now. I cage them and I command them to go now in Jesus' name. And you go in peace in the name of Jesus. You shut your mouths and you go in peace in the name of Jesus. I have authority over you in the mighty name of Jesus, and I am not afraid of you. For God has not given me the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for my family, Lord. I pray that you prepare their hearts and minds to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, that you do whatever it takes to get them saved before their time is up. This is one of my biggest concerns is, you know, those who haven't heard the gospel, those that don't know Jesus, they get to know Jesus. So Lord Jesus, I just pray for all these lost souls in the world right now. Every single one of them. Every single one. I don't care what religion they're from or if they're even into Satanism or what they're in. I mean, even those, at least those within Satanism, they believe that there's a God. But there's people out there who don't believe in God. I can't believe that. It blows my mind. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for those who need prayer, for those who need your presence, for those that are hungry for you, Lord. I lift them up to you now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your presence and your hope and your joy and your love and your sanctuary, the secret place. Those that dwell in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You know, that scripture is so powerful. Psalm 91 is so powerful. You know, if you're ever in a time of trouble, you can take out Psalm 91 and you can just start reading it over and over again. And you're going to see the presence and you're going to feel the presence of God in that situation. I'm starting to believe right now in my life that, you know, some of the reasons that I'm going through such hard times is just because I don't have the faith to believe, or I'm not speaking out the faith words that I need to speak. And what I mean by that is like, I'm not believing what I'm saying, you know? So I've been getting really bold lately and saying, you know, I believe, Lord, that you're financially blessing me. I believe, Lord, that I'm richly blessed and loved by you. I feel your joy all around me. I feel your happiness all around me. I see the enemies fleeing. I see your plans before me. I see all the good things that you have for me. I see all the good things that you have for me in Jesus' name. And Lord Jesus, I just lift up all the spirit-filled Christians in this world right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit-filled Christian all around the world. And Lord, I pray for a warring angel to be commissioned to each one of them, to
to surround them, to protect them. And I pray for a wall of Holy Spirit fire around every believer in the name of Jesus. Every person that has given their lives, even those that are backslidden. I pray for protection over them. And I pray, Lord, that you're going to stir their spirit up. You're going to stir them up. And then you're going to guide them to your presence. You're going to guide them to their purpose and plan. I pray, Lord, that you're going to illuminate. You're going to illuminate their plan in their life. It's going to become clear to them what they want, what you want them to do, whether it's sell everything and go to Africa, or whether it's become a missionary, whether it's to, you know, support your local church more, whether it's to do whatever it is. I believe we're in a season like that where people are changing their positions. They're moving towards God because they see trouble ahead. And I see trouble ahead. I see trouble happening. But, you know, this trouble's not going to hurt me. It's not going to touch me because I have the Lord Jesus. I'm going to step and I'm going to walk in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And none of these things are going to bother me. Even if people are dying right next to me, 1,000 shall fall at thy right hand and 10,000 at thy left, but it shall not come nigh thee. You know, when people are dying next to you, when there's tragedy going around, I'm going to praise you, Jesus. I'm going to praise you, Lord, because, Lord, I'm not alone right now. I have the Holy Spirit in me. I have the man of the Holy Spirit living in me. I'm walking in power and the glory of God. You know, the very presence, the very power of God is within me. If you are a spirit-filled Christian, if you are saved, you have that same spirit, that same Holy Spirit that's in you right now. That same spirit that was in, you know, Paul and Peter, Mark, Luke, John, all those guys. You know, that same spirit, that spirit's in you. You can do the same things that they did. If you've been baptized, if you've been saved, if you've been given the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you can go out and do those things. Just like it happened in Pentecost, you can wait. If you haven't been given the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you can wait on the Lord and you can ask him to bring it to you. And you can just be, if you're patient enough, get on your knees and just worship God and say, Lord, I want to receive that baptism of the Holy Spirit, just like they did at Pentecost. I don't think you'll have to wait 30 days like they had to. I heard somebody say it was 30 days. I could be wrong, but they waited a long time. But they also got to know Jesus, right? They got to spend time with Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? And they got to, you know, that same presence of the Lord Jesus is going on right now. You know, that same presence of Jesus is happening right now. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we release blessings onto all people right now. We release warring angels onto all people right now. We release your perfect peace onto all people right now. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray Holy Spirit fire on the enemy in Jesus' name. We pray Holy Spirit fire on the camp of the enemy right now in Jesus' name. We pray for confusion over the camp of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, we pray for those in the camp of the enemy that are considering that the Lord is the true God. Those that are considering, those that are in Satanism, maybe they're trapped, Lord. Maybe they're trapped in this and they want a way out. Lord, I pray for those people who are trapped. I pray for them that are trapped. I pray, Lord, that you're going to open a new door for them. You're going to allow them to walk through it. That you're going to give them a new hope where the enemy's not going to see, so that they won't get in trouble. But I pray, Lord, that you're guiding in the last days. You're guiding your true children, your true warriors, your true people in this day and age right now. You know, I'm speaking to your spirit right now. You know, the Lord is raising up true warriors. He's not messing around anymore. He doesn't want people that are half in the world and half in him. That's a double-minded man. You know, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You know, if you still got one foot in the world and one foot in God, it's not going to work. So I pray, Lord, that you give people the strength and the courage to go fully in with you. And to put all our chips in, move all our chips, so to speak, in with you, right? We just walk. We walk in faith right now in the name of Jesus. We walk in faith in the name of Jesus. And we just praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. And we thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we just pray for all the women that are in the Islamic community, the women that are trapped in this religion and they want out. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus for warring angels to be sent to them, to protect them, to give them a way out. Because I know a lot of women, they get trapped in this religion because it takes away all the rights of the women. And what I see going over the land right now is we have all these immigrants coming from all over the world. But a lot of these people in the United States that are coming over are fighting age men. And some of them are women as well that fight. And what we're going to see is we're going to see the rise of Islam. And Islam is being used as a weapon towards Christians. And these people, they know this stuff. They know this stuff. They know what's going on, all right? This is not a lie. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a cold, hard fact. This is what's going on right now. So I want you to see what's going on. You know, I see a big, huge movement towards Islam because out of fear. And that's what's going to happen. They're going to start doing their thing, man. I mean, we're already hearing women getting raped by men, like gang raped. You know, this is a horrible thing, but it's happening. It's happening, right? And what's going to happen is all this fear is going to be poured out on people, and this fear is going to cause people to convert to Islam out of fear. That's what's going to happen. So that's why we need Jesus. That's why we need Jesus right now, people. We need the Lord Jesus Christ in our life, in all areas of our life. We need him in all places of our life. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I believe, Lord, I believe that you're moving powerfully all over the earth right now. I release legions and legions of angels to those that are in prison, those that have been wrongfully accused, those who are in a place that they're trapped, that feel that there's no way out. Lord, I pray for those people who don't have a voice. Lord Jesus, I will be their voice. I pray, Lord, that you will bring new evidence to the courts. I pray, Lord, that you'll bring new testimonies to the courts. I pray, Lord, that you will rise up new witnesses to bring their side of the message, to release some of these people who've been wrongfully accused. You know, we have Christians out in the world right now who are prisoners of war. They're prisoners of war. They're stuck where they're at. There's no way out. But Lord Jesus, just like you did in Acts, you know, you were breaking off the chains of the prisoners and they were walking out by the power of God. Lord, I pray this right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for dreams, miracles, signs, wonders, just like this. And I feel like we're on the cusp. We're on the cusp to a huge move of God like the world has never seen before. You know, as the world gets more wicked, the Lord becomes, I mean, he's able to pour out his strength, full power as well. We're going to see things that the world's never seen before, period, in the story. And we get to witness these things. We get to live in these days. So be encouraged, be hopeful, be joyful. You know, there's a reason Jesus was always saying, you know, be hopeful, be joyful, you know, praise his holy name when you're going through trials and temptations, is because you are activating the energy that's around you, right? This is not like a new age term. This is not what I mean. What I mean is like the Holy Spirit's within you. He's going to rise up within you, and he's going to cause your atmosphere to be changed around you. And how do you do that? Well, you start by praising God, you know, even in the midst of your situation. Maybe you have no money. Maybe you have no job. Maybe your circumstances are bleak. What do you do? What do you do when you're pushed in a corner? What do you do when there's no one out there to help you or to listen to you? You praise Jesus. You praise God. You ask for the Holy Spirit to come to fill you. You fill you till you're overflow. And you start praying. you start praying and believing. You start praying in a way like it's already been given to you, right? Jesus said that in his Bible. You know, it's already been given to you. You just got to take it, you know. That's all we got to do. You know, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Be renewed. So when you have that negative thought coming in your mind, find a Bible verse that counteracts it. You know? Find a Bible verse that counteracts it. For the Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs of God. And if heirs of God, then fellow heirs with Christ. For indeed, if we suffer with him, so shall we also be glorified with him. You know, start memorizing scripture to battle these things that are coming into your mind. The battleground of the mind is where battles are won and lost. It's just the reality of the situation. You know, my pastor was talking about faith, but he was also talking about, yeah, he was talking about faith. He's talking about the story about this blind man walking, going through the Appalachian Mountains. And it was just incredible. It was a credible testimony. And it basically told me that, you know, no matter our situation, you know, we may not see in front of us. You know, I don't walk by sight. I walk by faith. And that Holy Spirit that's within you, that's going to rise up within you and give you strength to do these things, to give you strength to go out and to cast down those wicked thoughts, to cast down those evil, wicked things that are in your mind or in your soul. And I just praise the Lord. I praise the Lord because he is good, you know. I've made a million mistakes in my life. I've made a million and a hundred million and 100 million more mistakes. But he is righteous. And he forgives me every time. Every time I make a mistake, I humbly go before the throne and he forgives me every time. So don't give up. Don't stop. Don't just throw down, you know, what's in front of you. Keep walking. Keep walking towards God and he'll honor you for that. He'll love you like nobody else. You know, the circumstances in this world are getting bleak. And that means our God is getting even his glory, his grace is being poured out even more. We have nothing to fear. We have nothing to fear. God is righteous. God is true. God is amazing. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, any witch, warlock, sorcerer, root worker, Satanist has placed their will against me or my friends, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bind that now. I bind that now in the name of Jesus. And I bind those fiery darts sent by the enemy and I command them to go back to sender 10 times fold in Jesus' name. And I pray for confusion in the camp of the enemy. And I praise you, Lord, because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I praise you, Lord, because I can feel your presence on me. I praise you, Lord, because I know that you're there with me, that you're with me through all this. I know that you are. I know that you are. I know that you are. God, you are great. God, you are great. You are so good, Lord. You are so good, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.